The virtual kettle is on our website. We've actually got a great big one in the hallway here, too. I don't know if anybody's dropping any coins in that. I don't think that's going to be a big fundraiser, but we do a big fundraiser at WGN Radio about now through the end of the year for our friends at the Salvation Army. We'll do a little mini radiothon for them in December, and we'll give you some swell premiums for your donations that day. But in the meantime, let's just tell you a little bit about some of the Army services. Dan Curran is here. An Oak Forest guy originally, an Eastern Illinois University dude, worked in food manufacturing management for 21 years while living in the Chicago area, and he's in our studio today. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me.
I understand you're a WGN radio listener.
I am. I've been a fan for a lot of years.
You still agreed to come in here, huh, even though you listen to us.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm so glad you came in. And frankly, are candid about what you went through. I think a lot of us know that the Salvation Army provides a variety of services, and that includes substance and alcohol abuse. And you were described to me as a functional alcoholic for years, right?
For a lot of years, yeah. All those years while I was in the food manufacturing industry and making a long commute to work and listening to shows like this. And the fact is that, my story is similar to a lot of people, right? I go to college. I have a lot of fun. And those college buddies, they moved on. They grew up. And for myself, I was really kind of a work hard, play hard attitude that eventually caught up with me.
What happened?
2019, things really kind of came to a head. I had parted ways with a job of a long time. I had been given some severance, which allowed me to continue telling myself that whatever issues I had were still manageable, that I could still, I still had things under control. And when a marriage fell apart as well, and some other personal tragedies, loss of a family member and things like that, it just spiraled.
Did you hit a moment where you thought, I need to reach out to the Army, or how bad did it get for you?
It had to get considerably worse, right? The end of the marriage wasn't enough. Leaving my home wasn't enough. Really started like an 18-month, in and out of treatments. Trying this thing, trying desperately to not be in this thing, to not be in recovery, finding another path to continue living a life that I'd been living for my entire adulthood, really.
Yeah.
And, at 2020, December 2020 was when I finally decided that, I need some help. And for the first time, instead of family members and my now ex-wife pushing me into this thing and saying, you need to get some help, I called out for help for myself. And upon leaving treatment, needed to find a place to go. I had an apartment that was still waiting for me, and knew on some level I've got no business going back to that place.
Really?
Without any kind of structure in my life.
Was that scary to you, the proposition of that? You were nervous?
I think it was appealing on some level to not have to pack up all my stuff and find a new home. Just go back to where you were. And on another level, knew, dude, that is a bad idea for you.
So where did you then end up lodging? Where'd you move to?
And, I'm very fortunate. I consider myself one of those where the social safety net caught me. And it caught me in the form of the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And it gave me a place to live over at Harbor Lights.
For how long?
I went to there in November of 2021. And continued on with my recovery program, continued on with treatment.
When you're living there, do you have a job outside? Is it like just a safe house where you go a bed at night, or do you stay there? What's it like there?
It is a resident. So it is all the above, and I think that's one of the things that makes us unique.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other places that do what we do, but there are very few and far between.
You're not alone, though, in that so many people who receive the services of the Army become committed to the Army. You started actually as a part-time counselor. You've worked up. You are now a counselor for the Army, right?
I did. I knew when my life, quote-unquote, blew up the way it did, I needed to find something that would give me some meaning. And so that began with working with the Salvation Army when they were doing an emergency homeless shelter, working in the community center, which is also on site over at Harbor Lights. and then transitioned into working as a counselor's aide, working with other young men, well, men of all ages, really.
And that interaction with other people, you just said, I wanted to do something that gave my life meaning. I know you had meaning in your life beforehand, but I think that what the Army does, their religion, if you will, is service to other people. That's their expression of their Christianity. And I don't know if you were a religious person beforehand, but I just am always impressed with the selflessness of the Army's mission. Let's just help other people.
Service is so important to what we do, right? I think it allows us to find some purpose. And again, I use that term that, life blowing up. All these preconceived notions I had have been destroyed. And I've got to reach out to something that, find some rewarding aspects of life, because, that instant reward, that instant gratification has been taken away. And I've got to do something that brings me some joy. And, and early on, getting into service work allows that.
So you're doing that now?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, this is work that I do professionally. But
are you seeing other alcoholics then? Or who do you work with or for then?
The nice thing about what we do is we serve people from really all walks of life, right? And there are some real low bottom cases. There are people that have lived under underpasses, lived in tents. Some people have experienced some, prolonged homelessness. And then there are people whose stories are very similar to mine, coming from a professional background that just, at some point crossed that line and things just no longer worked and no longer made sense. And the thing I really like about Harvard Lights is, it gives you the opportunity to get into recovery and establish a new life living under that roof.
If you're going to make a donation to the Salvation Army, know that it goes for the reclamation of people like Dan, but also so many people, as you said, through all walks of life in Chicagoland. Maybe that's a donation that you're going to make today at WGNradio.com. The virtual kettle is there. Ka-ching, you can make a donation right now. You can wait later in December. We'll do a big radiothon for them. But I hope as you consider your giving this holiday season, you remember stories like Dan, because you've been on both sides of the kettle, a recipient and now somebody providing service. It's a great story, Dan.
It really is a blessing. And it's an honor to be able to work with people who are coming into this program, trying to get their lives back on track. And it's a beautiful thing to see the lives get restarted.
You said you used to listen to us driving to and from work and you enjoyed listening to radio shows like this. Today you are one like this, Dan. It's a real pleasure to have you in our studio. I'm glad you shared your story with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
That's Dan Curran over at the Army, the actual Salvation Army Recovery Home and Harbor Light Center, right? Yeah.